let's bow for a word of prayer, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, we commit the message to you now. Speak to our hearts. Encourage our hearts. Lord, we love you. Help us to love you more. And Lord, we pray that you'll just use your word to minister to us. Help me to rightly divide the word of truth. And Lord, it's all about you. We praise you for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You can be seated. You know, there's something about going into space or looking into space that intrigues most humans. You know, there's lots of science fiction type of shows like Lost in Space or Star Trek or Star Wars. Maybe it's the adventure, maybe it's the unknown of space, or maybe it's the vastness of it all. But let me tell you a little about two twin spacecraft probes. They were called Voyager 1 and Voyager 2. And I want to, they accomplished some amazing things. Let me read just a little bit of this to you, and then I'll make the point that I want to make. Voyager 1 and Voyager 2 took space pictures for far longer than initially planned. Notice this. Originally designed for a five-year mission to tour Jupiter and Saturn, the twin probes operated for decades, journeying into deep space and capturing, easy for me to say, iconic photographs of our solar system from billions of miles away. You see, these two probes were launched in 1977, and they far exceeded their lifespan expectations. Their imaging missions culminated in 1990 when Voyager 1 turned its camera back to snap a family portrait, if you will, of the solar system, and it included the famous pale blue dot called Earth. After taking these historic photos, mission managers deliberately powered off the cameras. That was in 1990. They powered off the cameras. You say, why? To save electrical power for the remaining scientific instruments. So as it continued on its journey, it no longer takes pictures, but they expect it to go all the way through 2035, or the mid-2030s, that these two space probes that was supposed to last for 5 years have been lasting, if I'm doing my math right, 58 years. You know, I also did a little bit of research that those probes have traveled something like 18.5 billion miles. Man, that's kind of like, I can't quite comprehend that. Now, if you think about these mechanical instruments, they far exceeded what was expected of them, right? You might even say that these probes have had a huge degree of endurance. Would you say that? Now, we're about ready to undertake probably the busiest week of ministry that we have in any given year here at Oakmount. And we want to talk about the subject of endurance, Now, Larry, did everybody get one of those little yellow pieces of paper? Did everybody get a little yellow piece of paper? All right, if you did not, raise your hand. If you did not. All right. Larry, is there any more? There should be. Could you bring some of them up? Now, I in particular made them small, and I in particular made them out of a sheet of paper. Again, if you didn't have one, raise your hand up real high, and some will be coming to you. I'd like to everyone, this is an outline. This week, you don't even have to take notes. If you're a note taker, it's all right there, okay? And I want you to put this somewhere that you can see it this week, and hopefully it will help you in the area of endurance, If you have your Bible, turn to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. We're talking about the area of endurance. Now, we're going to preach this message in a general way that we can use in our service to the Lord, in a general way in our lives as we serve the Lord. But then we're going to take a little bit of time at the end and kind of funnel it very particularly to our week of ministry that's coming up this week. Okay, everybody got that? If you got that, give me a little nod.
Amen.
and smile at me. I know I've confused you. I've given you a piece of paper, and I don't normally do that. But you notice the color. I want it to be yellow if possible, just to kind of cheer you up. As you go through the week, you might get a little bit weary, but I want to remind you we can endure for the Lord. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. I have preached this passage before, but not the way I'm going to preach it today, all right? Whole new outline. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. It says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience," or endurance, "the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds." Now, in this message entitled Endurance, point number one, as you see right there, the record of endurance. The record of endurance. It starts out by saying, "Wherefore, seeing ye also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses." Now, who are these witnesses? It's talking about the ones mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11. You know, Hebrews chapter 11 is the faith chapter, right? And I want to call your attention in particular to verse 32. It says, and following, it says, "And what shall I say more, for the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah and of David also and Samuel and of prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens, women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth." Now, I read that to say, you know what? There's been a whole lot of people that have gone through a whole lot for the cause of Christ. And if we look at their record of endurance, they didn't give up. They didn't quit. Many of them were tortured and executed for their faith in Christ. And really, as we read this passage, what it's saying is there's so many people that have gone on, and if they did it, we can do it too. We can keep on going. We can keep on enduring for the Lord. You know, many Christians and God followers of the Old Testament have been through so much, but they kept enduring. They endured, and so can you as well. You say, "Preacher, you don't know what I'm going through. You don't know how much stress I'm under. You don't know how many troubles I got. You don't know how many people are against me." Let me tell you, if the people mentioned in this faith chapter, chapter 11, could endure in their faith and be faithful to God and kept serving God, guess what? You can too. Endurance. Number one, the record of endurance. Number two, the requirements of endurance. The requirements of endurance. Now, you might be there and you say, "Well, preacher, I want to endure. I want to keep serving the Lord. I keep wanting to be faithful." Well, it gives us two requirements there. It says, "Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us." What are the requirements? If you want to endure in your walk with God, you know what? I tell you exactly where my heart is. I not only want to finish strong, I want to finish stronger. I want to finish stronger. I want to endure. So what are some requirements? If I want to finish strong for Jesus, you know, I don't want to be a quitter. I don't want to be one of these people, "Hey, I'm on fire for Jesus one day," but the next day they quit. Where are they? they get their nose bent out of shape for some stupid reason, and they quit coming to church because they got mad at somebody, or life was a little bit hard, or they got their feelings hurt, or they're going through a trial. That's not the way I want to finish. I want to finish stronger than when I started. I want to keep going. When I used to run track, I know you may not believe that, but I used to run track a little bit, and my race was the 440 is what it was, 440 yards. And let me tell you, the most important to be a good runner in that sport, in that distance, was to have a good kick. And I won two races and I lost two races. I come in second twice and I come in first twice because I had a good kick. Spiritually, I want a good kick. And what do you need to do? You need to lay aside every weight, the Bible says. Lay aside every weight. Now, it distinguishes between a weight and a sin. Now, a weight could be something that distracts you from what is the best. It could be something that's not sinful. It could be a hobby. It could be an activity that you participate in. But it's keeping you from giving your best to the Lord. It's called a weight. And when I want to run for Jesus and I want to endure, the last thing I need is a bunch of weight. I need to lay aside the things that are holding me back. And then it says, and the sin which does so easily beset us. So sometimes there's those sins that keep holding us back. They'll prevent us from enduring in our service for God. Endurance, number one, the record of endurance. Number two, the requirements of endurance. Number three, the race of endurance. Our life is likened to a race, and it's mentioned like that in Scripture more than in one place. It says in that verse 1, it says, and let us run with patience or endurance the race. The race. You know what? We need people that are in the race until the end of the race. You know, I don't know what it is sometimes. Even people that are a bit older, and I'm not exactly a spring chicken myself, but you know what? We need to be in a place where we say, we realize that we can't do what we used to do. We get it, right? We realize we can't do what we used to do. It's kind of stupid to try. You'll probably hurt yourself, right? But, you know, it almost seems like people, when they get to a certain age in the church, and I've noticed this for years, they get to a certain age, it's kind of like, well, I'm retiring. Are you retiring from work? No, I'm retiring from the church. I'm not going to do that anymore. You know, I get that. I mean, I'm not being overly harsh, but you know, when you get to a certain age, you ought to be to the point that you can train someone else to do what you do. So wouldn't it be good just to keep doing it and train Joe over here or Betty or whoever and say, hey, let me show you how to do this. And I don't see retirement anywhere in Scripture for a Christian. I really don't. You may not be able to do what you used to do, but you can still do something for the Lord, right? It's called a race of endurance. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 3. Notice what it says. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 3. Thou therefore endure hardness or hardship, what? As a good soldier of Jesus Christ. So keep running. Keep running that race that God has placed before you. Endurance, the record of endurance. Second, the requirement of endurance. Third, the race of endurance. Number four, the responsibility of endurance. The responsibility. Now this is big. Everybody awake, alert, and enthusiastic. The responsibility of endurance. I like the phrase when it says, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. I believe God has a specific race for every one of us. Now, of course, we follow God's word. We have standards, right? And there's certain things we all should be doing, like reading the Bible and praying and telling people about Jesus and being faithful to church, right? And giving to the church. But you know what? There's a specific race that he has laid before you. And the reason I say the responsibility of endurance, you have the responsibility to fulfill what God has called you to do. You know, if you are not enduring in your faithful service to God, you know, there's certain races that are not being run. There's some ministries that are not happening. There's some people that are not being reached. There are some people that are not being blessed by you running the race that God has set before you. You know, I don't believe a church ought to have any lack of people willing to serve and to do what God has called that church to do. And if there's a lacking, it's because we're not running the race. We're not taking responsibility for that race that God has laid before each one of us. You see, the responsibility of endurance. Endurance, the record of endurance, the requirements of endurance, the race of endurance, the responsibility of endurance. Number five, the role model of endurance. Do you know who the role model of endurance is? It's the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice what it says in verse 2. It says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, there it is, endured the cross, right? Despising the shame. So he endured the cross. So if we need a picture of someone who endured, it was the Lord Jesus Christ. He went through a whole lot more than we ever will. Actually, he went through more than anybody when he bore the weight of the world's sins upon himself, the guilt and the shame, and he died upon the cross for us. He went through a whole lot more than we did. So where in the world do we have the right to say, I'm just going to quit? I've had enough of this Christian thing. They weren't nice to me down there at church. The preacher didn't even speak to me yesterday at church. Can you believe that? I mean, that's goofy stuff, people. I can't believe they're not doing it the way I want them to do it. That's goofy. Look at Jesus. He went through all of that for us. Man, look to him. He's the role model of endurance. And then verse 3, it kind of reiterates that same point. For consider him, there it is again, that endured such contradiction or hostility of sinners against himself. I don't know about you, but I'm a child of Jesus. I'm a child of the Lord. And if he did that for me, surely I can toughen up a little bit, put my big boy pants on, and say, you know what? I'm not going to let anybody stop me from doing what God wants me to do. The role model of endurance is Jesus himself. Endurance, the record of endurance, the requirements of endurance, the race of endurance, the responsibility of endurance, the role model of endurance, and two more. The reward of endurance. The reward of endurance. You know, in the life of Jesus, there was a reward for him listening to the Father. And he had his race to run, right? He was very conscious of the fact, I have a race to run before my Heavenly Father. Now, he was God. God the Son, but he was very much aware that this is what I have to do. And he fulfilled the race that God the Father had for him, and he was rewarded. Look at the latter part of verse 2. It says, and he is basically now set down at the right hand of the throne of God. He's been rewarded. He's on God the Father's right hand. You know, there's a reward when you and I run the race that God has for us. And remain faithful and don't quit on the Lord and don't get offended and bent out of shape and say, you know what? There is no one in this world that's going to stop me from serving Jesus. There is nothing that can happen that's going to stop me from serving Jesus. James chapter 1 and verse 12. Notice what it says. James chapter 1 and verse 12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. Some would translate that as trials. For when he is tried, he shall receive the what? The crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10 mentions this same crown of life. Notice, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Notice what it says, be thou faithful unto death. And I will give thee a crown of life. Do you think there's a reward for us making up our mind that we're going to just keep doing what we know to do is right, regardless of what happens around me? Absolutely. If I'm understanding it right, you get a crown of life when you stand before Jesus someday. And God will bless your life right here and now. You say, well, preacher, I don't know if anybody needs me to serve. Can I tell you, as pastor of Oakmount, We need you to serve. We need you to step up to the plate. We need you to swing that bat. We need you to be part of the team. We need you to get serious about God. We need you in every way. Don't quit on God. Keep enduring in the race that God has set before you. There are plenty of rewards for being faithful and enduring. And lastly, the results of endurance. We looked at the record of endurance, the requirements of endurance, the race of endurance, the responsibility of endurance, the role model of endurance, the reward of endurance, the results of endurance. Notice what it says, the latter part of verse 3. It says, "For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself." So think about Jesus. Remember what he went through. "Lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds." You know what? The results, if you endure, you can throw weariness away. You know, these old bodies might get a little bit tired. They might get a little bit weary. And I understand. Again, don't leave here and say, "Preacher just doesn't understand old age." Yes, I think I got a pretty good picture. I know I'm not there yet. I know some of y'all are older than the hills, and I'm not quite that old yet. Nothing like an encouraging preacher. But, and I know that you may not be able to do what you used to do, but there's still something for you to do. God still has a race for you to run. But what are the results of enduring? You can throw weariness out and say, "You know what? I'm just going to keep on trudging along. I'm just going to do what I can do. If I have to work for an hour and take a break for three, so be it. I'm going to do it. If I can't work the whole time for this ministry, I'll come for a little bit and I'll serve and I'll leave and praise the Lord." Isn't that good? You can throw out the weariness because you focused on what you need to do for the Lord. And guess what? You can throw out that thought of quitting. That thought of quitting. It says, "and faint in your minds." You know, a lot of people, I call it self-talk. They do a whole lot of self-talk. You know, they evaluate a situation, maybe something someone said to them, and they let it go through their little pea brain. It keeps bouncing off the walls of their head, hitting that pea brain every once in a while, back, boom, boom, boom. "I wonder what they meant by that. I bet they were being mean. I remember a few years ago, they said something that really got on my nerves. I just don't think they like." You know, we just start picking all this stuff in our brain, and before long we'll say, "You know what, I'm just quitting. I'm quitting. That's what I'm going to do." Ridiculous. You know, the results of truly enduring is you throw out those thoughts of quitting. You throw out that weariness and just keep serving the Lord. Endurance, the record of endurance, the requirements of endurance, the race of endurance, the responsibility of endurance, the role model of endurance, the reward of endurance, the results of endurance. So let me talk to you, Christian, for just a moment. Believe it or not, I'm almost done. For the Christian, I have a question. Are you enduring in your faithful service to God? Are you enduring in your faithful service to God? You know, many have quit. Will you quit? Will you quit? It's amazing to me that people quit on God. The only true person, if you will, the only true God that never quit on us. So why would we quit on Him? Will you quit? If spacecraft probes can endure for 58 years on a mission that was only supposed to last 5 years, with God's help, can't you endure in your faithful service until Jesus comes back? Can't you endure in your faithful service if we don't get to participate in the rapture until we close our eyes in death? Will you endure in your service to the Lord? Let me tell you, I call them wimpy Christians. I call them hot dog Christians, weenie Christians. We have so many Christians that are so wimpy. I mean, the least little thing comes up, "I'm quitting, I'm done, I'm quitting, I'm done." Let me tell you, that was not my mother, okay? My mother just kept on going. She had a lot of tragedies in her life, but she just kept on going. Was my mom perfect? Absolutely not. You're looking at her son. You know, she wasn't perfect because he's not perfect either. But you know what? We can't quit on God. can't. We have to keep enduring for the Lord. He has a purpose for you. If you're here today and you're lost, you need Jesus on your side today. You do. You need to trust Him as your Savior today. I'd encourage you, if you don't know the Lord as Savior, call out to Him. Wherever you might be, if you're here today, come forward. And when we sing a song here in a moment, come forward and talk to the preacher and say, "Preacher, I want to be saved. I would love to take the time to show you how to be saved." Or Ryan can show you, or somebody here in the church. You can trust Jesus as your Savior, and you can leave this church knowing that you're on your way to heaven. I'm telling you, if you don't know you're going to heaven, you are living in bondage. I mean, that's terrible. I'd hate not to know if something happened to me where I'd go. I might go out and trip, you know, klutzy somebody and trip over this and bonk my head and enter into eternity. I want to know that when I go into eternity, I'm going to be in heaven with Jesus. You can settle that by trusting Jesus as your Savior. Don't let your pride hold you back. Trust Jesus today. Now, I want to spend just a little bit of time and talk about a real specific application. I felt God wanted me to share with you about this week of ministry. All right? Now, those principles for endurance mean a lot in life in general. Just keep going. But what about this week? You know, this week with VBS Monday through Thursday, with our fireworks outreach being on Thursday, again, this is probably the busiest and most tiring week of ministry for us as a church. But let me parallel some of these points. You know, others and probably many of you before have pushed through many vacation Bible schools in the past, right? We've been there, done that. We pushed through when we were tired, but we kept on going. Guess what? People, you will survive vacation Bible school and fireworks, all right? Other people have done it. We have witnesses that have done it, and we can do it too. So let that encourage you. You can endure. Secondly, for this week of ministry in particular, put away the distractions of life and the sin that holds you back, and focus upon Jesus. You know, we'll never be perfect, but I'd encourage you. You know, this is a great week just to focus on Jesus. Again, put those distractions away, the things that are holding you back, those sins that may be holding you back. Just put them aside for this week and say, you know what, I'm going to focus on Jesus. And if you're not careful, God will bless your socks off as much as He will the vacation Bible schoolers. Thirdly, I want you to run hard for the Lord. I want you to run this week. I want you to run hard for the Lord. You can endure. Fourthly, I want you to remember your responsibility to these VBS kids. And I want you to remember your responsibility to this community to put on this vacation Bible school. I want you to remember your responsibility to all those folks that have come in the past to the fireworks and will be here this year. This is serious business. We're not just offering them a hot dog. We're offering them an opportunity to trust Jesus as their Savior. So don't neglect your responsibility. You know, I'm not directing that at people. Say, well, you know, preacher, I got this going on and that going on. I understand that. God understands that. But if God has called you to be here, be here. And if you can be here, be here. What a responsibility, but what a blessing that is, right? And I want you to think this week as we go through the tiring week, just think about what all Jesus endured for you. I guarantee you, if you work this week, you will be tired at Vacation Bible School. I guarantee you'll probably sleep well when you get home, unless you're too tired. You'll go home and your head will hit the pillow and boom, you'll be asleep. But just think about what Jesus did for you. He endured the cross for you. Can't you endure a few nights of hard work for Him? Sixthly, keep in mind that God is watching. And He'll bless you. He'll bless you in this life, He'll bless you even with rewards when we serve Him faithfully at ministries like Vacation Bible School and Fireworks Outreach. Y'all still awake and alert? Some of you are up in the clouds, I think. You're thinking about sheep or something. I don't know. You know, we've got all these sheep things around. Lastly, specifically applying to Vacation Bible School and the fireworks, I would encourage you to throw out the weariness and those thoughts of quitting, because you can endure. You can endure. On purpose, I gave you that little yellow sheet of paper with these things on it. I want you as a Christian, if you're helping with Vacation Bible School in particular, and the fireworks ministry in particular, would you put that little piece of paper where you'll see it the most? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And when you're tired and you're weary, would you just kind of look over those points? Maybe read a little bit of scripture out of Hebrews chapter 12 and be encouraged and say, you know what? You can endure. You can keep doing. You know, what a blessing it is that the God of the universe can use us, frail, fallible human beings that mess up all the time, to serve the kingdom of God by having a Vacation Bible School for kids and have fun. Don't come out just so the kids will have fun. Come out and have some fun yourself. And the same thing with the fireworks. Don't come out just because the people are coming to fire. Come out and say, you know what, I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm going to talk to people. I'm going to put a smile on my face. What an opportunity to share Jesus. And you mean Jesus can use me? Absolutely. In life, endure. This week, endure. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your blessings. We thank you for this clear passage of Scripture that encourage us to endure in our faithful service to you. And Lord, there could be some folks here today that are really struggling, Lord, with this area of endurance, keeping serving faithfully to the Lord. And Lord knows there's a bunch of people that seem to have quit, Lord, in their service. Lord, all across our country and churches all across America, they're quitting and they're saying, no, I've had enough. I'm not going to do this. I'm going to do this and this instead. Lord, help us to resolve, make up our mind that we're going to faithfully serve you until we die or the Lord comes back. And Lord, help us this week in particular, in this busy week of ministry, Lord, to think about and reflect upon all that Jesus did for us. And Lord, make up in our mind, we will endure. We can do it with God's help. And we're going to be a blessing to these kids and to all these folks that come up on this hill this week. And Lord, help us to do that. May this week be a blessed week for the kingdom of God. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you'd stand to your feet, we're going to sing Take My Life and Let It Be. If you are struggling with something and you've thought about quitting on the Lord, why don't you just come forward and talk to the Lord? If you're here and you don't know Jesus as your Savior, why don't you just come and talk to the preacher and say, Preacher, I want to be saved. We can settle that. We can settle that according to the Word of God. Maybe if you're planning on helping with VBS and fireworks, and you say, you know what, I think I just need a little bit of prayer encouragement. Well, the altar's open. You can come up here and say, God, help me with this week. I want to be a blessing to the kingdom of God.